Hello. Welcome to today's appointment. Do you know why you're here? Your fiancé came to me a few weeks ago. She has problems, to say the least. She believes you two need to work on the relationship you're in. She tells me you are bright, caring, loving, and a talented cook, which is rare with a lot of boys these days. Yes, boys. I'm going to level with you. Your fiancé is after a man. Which, oddly enough, you fit. Some of the part. But you are lacking. No, miss. Please, sit. You need to be part of this. You two need to work out what you want and where you want to be in the next year or so. Because if you can't figure that out together, it won't get that far. So after spending some time chatting to your fiancé, it boils down to something rather simple. You're not pleasing her sexually. You have checked all the boxes. A majority of the things are absolutely perfect, but there's just a little something missing. Oh, it's okay. You don't need to be too upset. This is why you're here, so that I can help you. Help you and your fiancé, who's here because she loves you. Now, after a few sessions, without your fiancé saying much, I can pinpoint what it might be, at least what I think it would be. So, I'm going to ask you something. And be honest, I'm not here to judge you. Not completely, anyway. This is part of my job. I assess people. I've been more effective than your traditional therapist, in a sense. Are you ready? And you're gonna be honest. Again, I'm trying to help you. And her. You're 6 feet tall, and she's 5 feet tall. Is that right? Did you think that her being as tiny as she is would make you more of a man? Did you think she would be, you know, a better fit? Tighter? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I'm referring to something you've been dealing with your whole life. Something that made you scared to approach most women. Until you met your fiancé. Who is absolutely lovely. And a total catch. She's a brilliant mind. She works hard. Harder than you, I believe. There's nothing wrong with that. I do feel it's necessary to remind you that you are not quite the man you'd hoped to be. Isn't that true? Excuse me, miss. Would you mind moving to the couch so you're facing each other? Yeah, just like that, face to face. I need you to see this. Now that she has a view, let's return to the problem at hand, shall we? I want you to look into her eyes. I want you to know that she didn't tell me any details about your little problem. I figured this all out myself. Are you ready to hear me say what the problem is? It's your size, and there's no way around that. She hasn't told me anything about how you are. So may I guess what you're like? Just nod if I'm correct, and shake your head if I'm not. Okay? Good boy. Again, your fiancé didn't tell me a thing. So I'm gonna guess you're about 4.5 inches, Maybe just under 5. You're not too thick either. Which it would have been fine if you were, but you are not. No, this isn't your fault. It's just the way things are. The one thing your lovely fiancé did tell me is that you are really clean. So I'm thinking circumcised. Even I think that's a bonus. So is that correct? All of it? Wow, 3 for 3. So, now, where do we, meaning you and your fiancé, go from here? In my previous sessions with your fiancé, well, this took a lot of convincing. We've decided that we think we should do something specific. Something catered to both of your needs. She's requested that I check you. What that means is, are you the problem? Or is all of this just in her head? Now, my methods differ to a lot of self-help, her therapist advice. She's permitted me to do this. And, well, in this office, once given a task, I make the rules. You can take your pants off now. Please don't make me wait. You know, I'm a little bit different than other people. I will do this, and you will comply. Or I can take this by force. I'm merely half your size and mass, but I've managed to pick up your legs and hold them up. And now, push your knees to your chest. You're not even moving. I can feel your muscles trying to push me back, though. Don't fight it. I'm gonna release your legs, but I'm going to undo your belts, too. It's okay. It's okay, I'm just holding him. He'll run out of steam. Here we go. Relax. Just relax. I'm gonna remove these, okay? Oh, wow. Shaved and clean. And a little aroused. Getting hard pretty quickly, I think. That's okay. I was expecting this. Clean cut and lovely. Let's see if we can accelerate this situation, shall we? There we go. Oh, it's getting harder. Thicker. But not too thick. He is quite erect. Like rock hard. But I did assume correctly. Not very big. So, here's what's about to happen. I'm about to judge your cock. I will likely do something which you will get pleasure out of. That's acceptable. And your fiancé is going to watch. I'm not wearing anything under this pencil skirt. Don't look away. I know this pussy will help get you harder. I'm here to judge you after all, so take a look at my pussy. You like that. You like it when I rub it, don't you? Now I will examine and use your penis to determine its worth. Oh yes, this is going to happen. And trust me, I know what women want. I certainly know what your fiancé wants. Okay. Are you ready? I'm gonna sit on this cock. Let me just lift up my skirt. And... There we go. Well, it is something, all right. Definitely not long. Definitely not thick. I can feel you are rock hard, but I can hardly feel any excitement. Some women like to feel being full, and some like to be stretched. Think of it as a rather nice challenge. I'm sorry, miss, but you've made a poor judgment on the type of penis you want. It would have been better to make this call early in the relationship, but... that's okay. You've been a good boy so far. Part of this is also to test how long it'll take you to come. I will do a countdown, and you will come when you're told to. Or at least try. Okay? I think I should do this with my hand, so I can see how much cum you give me. Alright. Deep breaths. I like that. You're twitching already. Okay. 10. 9. No, not yet. Not yet. 8. You're twitching so much. 7. 6. Oh no. Oh no. It's okay. It happens. Ooh, such volume for something so small. Oh, and it's still coming. Oh. No, no, it's okay. No one's here to tell you you're a terrible person. It's just clear that you're not gifted. You have a small penis. One that's unsatisfying. And you tried to date a lovely woman. A tiny woman. In hopes that she would feel like it's adequate. And that's okay too. That's just the world we live in. But your loved one wants to experience life to the fullest. You can still make this work with her. Now, your fiancé will want something bigger and better. I have something for you. Here, take this card. This is a client of mine. He's single, lonely, and well endowed. He's just trying to get his confidence back. You can help each other. Save your relationship and give hope to one another. He'll come see her 2 times a week. He's lovely. You'll both really like him. Oh, miss. We're not done yet. And you, don't pull your pants up. As part of our agreement, if I could confirm her fears of your small penis to be true, I was to be the first that would give her a taste of something bigger. Through the use of a strap-on. 7.5 inches. Big, right? Excuse me, miss. I mean right now. This is what we agreed on. Now come here and let me undo your belt. Oh, what's this? Are you keeping your legs nice and shut? Do you remember how easy it was for me to hold your fiancé in place? Oh, so much resistance. She's really trying to use her toned thigh muscles. I really don't like jeans on women. You dress way too conservative. Be a good girl and take your legs out of these jeans for me. Now, let's see what we have here. Oh my. Natural, are we? This is rare. I'm sorry, I'm a little... this is adorable. Oh, you really do have a lovely, innocent woman, don't you? You're a really lucky boy. Oh, she's the real deal. Oh, no. No, no, it's okay, miss. You don't need to be scared. You will enjoy this. You'll enjoy this because I say you'll enjoy this. Now, spread your legs and don't worry. The shaft is nice and lubed up for you. Shh, just relax, hun. It's okay. I'm just gonna go in a little bit deeper. 2 inches. Oh, 3 inches. It looks like you're taking this pretty well. You will be perfect for your new partner. Be a good boy and come sit beside your fiancé while I fuck her. And spread your legs, too. I'm gonna start referring to your penis as your boy vagina. Is that okay? Good boy. Now bend your knees and spread it. It's okay. You two can hold hands. Yeah, that's right. Tell him you're enjoying this. It's okay. Tell him. Tell him you'll enjoy your new friend coming over. And tell him you'll still love him. And that you'll still have sex. It's her duty as the lover. She'll give you pleasure. And she'll get pleasure from her new friend. Okay? Oh, good boy. Oh, good girl. You're such a good girl. You'll also let your fiancé use your tight little anus for pleasure, too, won't you? That's right, you're a good boy. Good girl. Now tell him you love him. Tell him he belongs to you. Tell him he just can't please you like a big, thick cock can. You're never gonna be a man. Your penis is too small. Her tiny frame and her tight vagina can't change that. Oh, I think she's about to come. She's twitching. Oh, are you ready? Good girl. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Almost there, honey. Just relax. Just let it happen. 3, 2, and 1.
Be a good girl and let yourself go. Come for me. Come right now.
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. Good girl. Your legs are twitching. That's right. Just let it go. Just let it go. You deserve this. You're such a good girl. You like the feeling of being filled by a big thick cock, don't you? That's good. Both of you did so good. And you made a lot of progress to fixing your relationship. You two can get dressed now. Oh, and miss? Don't you dare shave your pussy. It's beautiful. It deserves to be loved and cared for. I think it looks amazing on you. Also, have you ever face sat before? Oh, this is a must. You need to sit on his face. I mean, just look at him. Look deep into his adorable eyes. He loves you. He would love to take a taste of you. I'm betting he's asked you. But you've refused, haven't you? Please, let him. Enjoy him. Control him. He loves your scent, and he loves your taste. He loves everything about it. Look at him sitting there with his mouth open. Does the good boy want to come clean the toy? Lick all the juices off of that. Yeah, see? He loves the taste. Let him enjoy it. Well, this concludes today's session. You can leave now. Oh, and one more thing, miss. Your new friend is a little bit bigger than this toy I used today. It's amazing. You two enjoy each other. And make him watch.